Kim B. Clark became the 15th president of Brigham Young University, Idaho in August 2005. During the April 2007 General Conference, he was sustained as a member of the Fifth Quorum of the 70. Elder Clark was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, and raised in Spokane, Washington. He completed his freshman year at Harvard University prior to serving in the South German mission. After his mission, he studied for 1 year at Brigham Young University, where he met his wife, Sue. Sister Clark was born and raised in Waterflow, New Mexico. She graduated from high school in Kirtland, New Mexico, and from Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, where she majored in child development and family relations. Elder and Sister Clark were married in June of 1971 and then returned to Harvard University. Elder Clark completed his education there, earning bachelor's, master's, and PhD degrees in economics. In 1978, Elder Clark became a member of the faculty at Harvard Business School, and in 1995, he became dean of the school. He served in that capacity until his departure to become president of BYU-Idaho. Elder and Sister Clark are the parents of 7 children and the grandparents of 10 grandchildren.
Welcome back. It's good to be in devotional today after a long break. Thank you for coming to hear us speak today. We appreciate that. The Rexburg Temple Open House, beginning at the beginning of this new year, and at the beginning of this new semester, is a wonderful blessing. It brings a spirit of warmth and light onto our campus. We are very richly blessed, brothers and sisters. I feel a sense of gratitude to our Heavenly Fathers for His notice of us. Heavenly Father's notice of us began with the announcement that a temple would be built in Rexburg. Since that announcement, the Lord has poured out blessings upon us as we have watched that beautiful house of the Lord come to sit on the hill overlooking our campus. We have felt the Spirit at the groundbreaking event and when we gathered to watch the raising of the angel. From the very first lighting of the steeple to the final exterior lighting and landscaping that we see today, we have stood in awe at the beauty and majesty of the house of the Lord. And now, as we volunteer to organize, clean, usher, guide, direct, and serve during the open house, we feel personally and directly the blessing of the Lord on this spectacular final preparation of the temple for its dedication. I hope that all of you will participate in the open house and feel the Spirit inside the temple. It will be a marvelous blessing. In Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 82, verse 3, we read, For of him unto whom much is given, much is required. And so, in addition to recognizing our Father in heaven's notice of us, in blessing us with this temple, we need to be aware of his notice to us. In Doctrine and Covenants, chapter 41, verse 1, the Lord said, Hearken and hear, O ye my people, saith the Lord and your God, ye whom I delight to bless with the greatest of all blessings. Hearken and hear. Do we hearken to what the Lord is saying to us? Do we hear his notice to us? In December of last year, 2007, the First Presidency sent a letter to all the stake presidents and bishops in the Rexburg Temple District and asked them to read the letter in sacrament meetings. That letter was the Lord's notice to us and to all the church members in the Temple District to prepare our hearts and minds for the dedication of the Rexburg Temple. The First Presidency asked us to cleanse our lives of anything that is displeasing to the Lord, to rid our hearts of feelings of envy or enmity, and to seek forgiveness for anything that is amiss in our lives. We have been called to repentance, brothers and sisters. This is as powerful as the call by any prophet in any time. Think of Moses, Noah, Peter and Paul. Think of Nephi, Samuel the Lamanite, and Abinadi. We read those stories and we see the consequences when the notice to the people is not heeded. And we see the great power of redemption when it is. Through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be cleansed from sin and receive strength and power to overcome our mistakes and our weaknesses. Let us take note of this call to repentance. Let us take note of it very, very seriously. As we do so, we will invite the Spirit of the Lord to bless the dedication and opening of the temple with power, wonder, and glory. I pray that all of us will be inspired to know what we need to change in our lives to prepare for the dedication. I know that we have access to the powers of heaven to help us make those changes. Heavenly Father knows each of us individually by name, and He desires to bless us, and He will as we accept this call to repentance. And I leave this with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.